The Institute of Medicine is part of the National Academies of Sciences. Its new report looks at funding for graduate medical education. That's the residency training period after a person receives a medical degree. Authors of the report question whether the public is spending money to educate doctors it doesn't need. Larry Pfeiffer says no. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Academy of Family Physicians.
You know, if you take total number of doctors divided by the total number of patients, and yes, it seems like there's enough. But the problem is what the specialty is and where they're located.
Pfeiffer says a 2011 report by the Wisconsin Hospital Association indicates there is a primary care shortage in the state. That report called for an additional 100 doctors a year. Charles Chabanneau is chief medical officer for the association. He says the size of the shortage is difficult to gauge because of the long time it takes to train doctors.
So there is an inherent difficulty in being 100% certain, but I think based on our current shortages, unless we continue to expand our training programs and attract people into our rural areas, we will have a significant shortage.
Wisconsin is trying to spread doctors across the state. One way it's trying to reach underserved areas is by having more doctors train in those locations in the hopes they'll one day practice there. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.